Today on The Good Stuff, I'm going to share the scary math, the facts of life. I'll start off with one of those.
That sounds intriguing.
This is called the parent rule. By the time you turn 18, you have already spent 90% of the total time you will ever spend with your parents. The remaining 10% has to last you the rest of your life.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that kind of weird?
That is.
Get you some more of those today. But first, I'm going to tell you about how to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. Yep. Right here in our neck of the woods in the Valentine and Cherry County area, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board has made it very simple. Go to visitvalentine.org, and you can check out over 50 things to do, a river trip, a lake trip, bird watching, stargazing, whatever you might have in mind, starts at visitvalentine.org.
You know, I was thinking the other day about Artemis II.
Oh, the spacecraft.
Yes, and of course, they've been around the moon. You can't go around the moon when you come to Cherry County, but you can certainly see it and the stars.
I might have a little space story for you later on as well.
That sounds intriguing. Okay, let's talk Tri-State Livestock News. Trusted reporters on all things livestock industry related. They've been around a long time. They have a reputation that tells you they've got the information and they've got it accurate. That goes a long way. TSLN.com. It's Tri-State Livestock News. You go online, you can see the latest that they have posted there, and then you can also subscribe and get the edition going directly to your mailbox.
All right, some other scary math for you. The sleep tax. If you live to be 80, you'll spend 26 years sleeping. You only have 54 years to actually live.
Well, but when you take that a day at a time, you know, you got to have some time to sleep. So you go to bed at night and you get up and then there's your day.
Here's the scary part. The average person spends 4 hours a day on their phone. That's 11 years of your life staring at a piece of glass.
So what did we used to do with that time?
We worked on things. We had projects. We did chores. We
spent time on the phone talking to people. Well, it just wasn't a cell phone. It was a landline. Yeah.
Now it's more like you're on your computer. And the summer limit. You only get about 80 summers in your life. If you're 25 now, you have 55 left. Don't waste them.
Oh, no kidding.
Some interesting facts here.
No kidding. Doesn't it seem crazy that you can make amends, but not one amend? If you have a bunch of odds and ends and get rid of all but one of them, what do you call it? If teachers taught, why didn't preachers prot? If a vegetarian eats vegetables, what does a humanitarian eat?
Ooh, we don't want to go there.
Sometimes I think all people who speak English should be in an asylum for the verbally insane. In what other language do people recite at a play and play at a recital?
Exactly.
We ship by truck but send cargo by ship. We have noses that run and feet that smell. We park in a driveway and drive in a parkway. And how can a slim chance and a fat chance be the same, while a wise man and a wise guy are opposites? You have to marvel at the unique lunacy of a language in which your house can burn up as it burns down, in which you fill in a form by filling it out, and in which an alarm goes off by going on. And in closing, if father is pop, how come mother's not mop?
Well, some do. All right, you brought up the Artemis II space mission around the moon. Well, here's something for you. I've wondered about this. The International Space Station will not stay in orbit forever. Built in the late 1990s, that seems long ago, it was never designed to last permanently. By around the year 2030, which is not that far away, its structure will be old, expensive to maintain, and risky to keep flying. Instead of letting it fall uncontrollably, space agencies plan a controlled deorbit. The station will be slowly guided down and safely burned up in Earth's atmosphere, the remaining debris directed into a remote area of the ocean. It's not a crash. It's a planned end for one of humanity's most important space projects.
Hmm.
I thought that was interesting.
So, I do too. So we're in April. Why did the farmer bury his money?
Oh, to watch it grow, I would think.
That's good. But my answer is to make his soil rich.
Oh, there you go.
And what gets wet while it dries?
You got me thinking now.
Okay. Well, of course, it's a towel.
Oh.
It's just some of the good stuff, right?
That's just some of the good stuff. Keep listening to this radio station. We'll have more of the good stuff.